The Cleveland Orchestra lifts the baton this weekend on the finale of a summer-long cultural collaboration. The Cleveland Orchestra at Home in Huff has brought the inner-city neighborhood a series of workshops, summer camps, and classical concerts. In today's State of the Arts, we report that the neighborhood residency includes Huff's own talented residents. The distinguished gentleman of the spoken word, a performance poetry group, rehearses at UMADOP, a drug abuse prevention agency in Huff.
But I will never accept failure.
At her office on East 79th Street, UMADOP Executive Director Jessica Horn remembers bursting with pride in January when the distinguished gentleman performed at the Martin Luther King Jr. Celebration concert at Severance Hall.
And the orchestra also played. So they came back, and just by ear, they're trying to, on the piano, replicate what they heard up there. These kids are like sponges.
Encouraging them is among the objectives of the Cleveland Orchestra's neighborhood residency. Rachel Novak is visiting UMADOP's office today. She's the orchestra's manager of learning programs and community engagement.
This year, the fourth year of our neighborhood residency, we wanted to focus on the Huff community, which is right in our own backyard from Severance Hall. We're having educational programs for pre-K up through high school, performances at a senior center, workshops for families at libraries.
The goal is to get everybody involved,
regardless of their previous engagement with orchestral music.
Music is like, is good. Because, like, when you stressed out or something, you listen to music and it make you feel better.
Jawan Flowers is 12 and entering 7th grade.
I don't really know too much about classical music.
The Cleveland Orchestra. Had you heard about them?
No.
Jawan's favorite ensemble is the drumline he plays in at UMADOP.
Because I like how the beats go and it's fun to play on the drum.
Drug abuse prevention specialist Jessica Horn says the agency's drumline is one way kids like Jawan keep safe.
These are kids who live in at-risk environments. You need to have some coping mechanisms. You know, I tell kids, if you get that upset, just go downstairs, get your drums, and beat them.
Horn worked to bring this summer's visitors from Severance Hall in harmony with Huff's existing musical assets.
When they said that they were going to bring the arts into it, okay, but we got art already here, and so let's fuse what you are bringing with the music that's already here, the African drums, even the rap music, fuse it with all of that.
Rachel Novak says that's just what the Cleveland Orchestra had in mind for the residency summer camps, designed to improve musicianship regardless of genre.
Singing technique, and we're offering a trombone techniques class, and note reading, and rhythmic accuracy.
When you dropped out, we lost it, okay? So it's getting better. We're getting close. Here we go.
Cleveland Orchestra teaching assistant Dylan Moffitt's been working all summer with UMADOP's drumline.
Can you guys do this? Can you get it?
Moffitt also directs a samba school in Cleveland Heights. He says he caught the bug on a trip to Brazil at carnival time.
Just walking down the street, just got done eating lunch, and all of a sudden you're just blasted with drums in the distance. And what you see are just groups of 40, 50 children on the street playing rhythms like the rhythms that I'm teaching them.
Rhythms that don't require advanced Cleveland Institute of Music degrees like Moffitt's.
It's just one of the most accessible forms of entertainment that I think I've ever witnessed.
All summer, Moffitt's been rehearsing UMADOP's drummers for a big performance a week from today. They're opening for the Cleveland Orchestra at a free concert at East Professional Center, the former East High School.
Take this. You're gonna go like this.
Moffitt's impressed with their progress.
Their ability to pick up those skills, sometimes instantly. It's always encouraging to hear young talent, and I feel like the worst thing you can do is neglect that potential.
The drum line keeps rehearsing for the August 11th performance, to be followed by the Cleveland Orchestra performing Leonard Bernstein's Candide Overture. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Orchestra's Rachel Novak says the work begun in summer camps in Huff will continue into the school year.
To show them something that's more rooted in the traditional classical orchestral tradition, and that sparks their interest.
At the rehearsals in Huff, Dylan Moffitt drums that in.
Go a few streets over and you have one of the best symphony orchestras in the world that's waiting for you with open arms.
That's this week's State of the Arts. I'm Vivian Goodman, 89.7 WKSU.